4. Those without name and number. Those without name and number constitute the third and last group of the Trinitized Sons of Attainment. They are the ascendant souls who have developed the ability to worship beyond the skill of all the sons and daughters of the evolutionary races from the worlds of time and space. They have acquired a spiritual concept of the eternal purpose of the Universal Father, which comparatively transcends the comprehension of the evolutionary creatures of name or number. Therefore are they denominated those without name and number. More strictly translated, their name would be those above name and number. This order of sons is embraced by the Paradise Trinity in groups of 7,000. There are of record on Uversa over 100 million of these sons commissioned in Arvontan. Since those without name and number are the superior spiritual minds of the survival races, they are especially qualified to sit in judgment and to render opinions when a spiritual viewpoint is desirable and when experience in the ascendant career is essential to an adequate comprehension of the questions involved in the problem to be adjudicated. They are the supreme jurors of Arvontan. A maladministered jury system may be more or less of a travesty of justice on some worlds, but on Uversa and its extension tribunals, we employ the highest type of evolved spiritual mentality as juror judges. Adjudication is the highest function of any government, and those who are entrusted with verdict rendering should be chosen from the highest and most noble types of the most experienced and understanding individuals. The selection of candidates for the Trinitization classes of mighty messengers, those high in authority, and those without name and number is inherent and automatic. The selective techniques of Paradise are not in any sense arbitrary. Personal experience and spiritual values determine the personnel of the Trinitized Sons of Attainment. Such beings are equal in authority and uniform in administrative status, but they all possess individuality and diverse characters. They are not standardized beings. All are characteristically different, depending on the differentials of their ascendant careers. In addition to these experiential qualifications, the Trinitized Sons of Attainment have been Trinitized in the divine embrace of the Paradise deities. Consequently, they function as the coordinate associates of the stationary sons of the Trinity. For the Trinity embrace does seem to precipitate out of the stream of future time many of the unrealized potentials of creature beings. But this is true concerning only that which pertains to the present universe age. This group of sons is chiefly, but not wholly, concerned with the services of the ascendant career of the time-space mortals. If the viewpoint of a mortal creature is ever in doubt, the question is settled by appeal to an ascendant commission consisting of a mighty messenger, one high in authority, and one without name and number. You mortals who read this message, may yourselves ascend to Paradise, attain the Trinity embrace, and in remote future ages be attached to the service of the Ancients of Days in one of the seven superuniverses, and sometime be assigned to enlarge the revelation of truth to some evolving inhabited planet, even as I am now functioning on Urantia.